Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. Thank you very much. We express our great gratitude to our hosts and our sponsors, Mrs. Rivka Fuchs and her family. The schus of this Torah should be a schus for them for Besoros Tovos, Arichos Yamim, and Arichos Shanim, in good health, with nachas from their entire family, and only simchas. Thank you very, very much. Thank you to everyone who's calling in as well. So I have a very exciting class prepared. I'm really very excited about this year, and I'll tell you how this year came about. It's totally Shabbos Kodesh year, and it's a follow-up on something that we previously learned that we're going to re-explore. So this is what happened. Again, you do not need the Sefer for this year, but what you do need, please have, is a Sefer Bereishis. So last week, before Shabbos, my daughter is in TMM, Baruch Hashem, in 11th grade, and she said she wanted to share with me something that they learned in Machshava class with Mrs. Stein. So she said she wanted to share. So she said she learned that every day has a partner, but Shabbos does not have a partner. So I started smiling. The reason I started smiling is because it's something that we explored in this class. So as soon as I started smiling, she said, you know this already. So I said, I've learned it, but I want to know it. Of course, I want to hear it again. So first she didn't want to tell. I said, no, please tell it again. So she started to tell it over. And Baruch Hashem, she persisted because it led to an incredible idea. So she said, every day is a partner. And she started to say why, the reasons, and then that night at the table, last week Friday night at the table, she went to get her notes to say it over at the Shabbos table, and she started to quote the Medrash that we learned inside. So we're going to review this and come to a whole different understanding of something we previously learned, but we are going to re-explore. I just want to unlock the call in case anyone comes late. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, the call is unlocked, and in case anyone comes after the 10-minute mark, they will be able to get in. So we are reviewing a concept we previously learned with a whole new level of understanding. I'm going to start a Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, Yud Aleph, 11, Ches 8. Okay, so the Medrash says, Lama Bercha, why did God bless the 7 day? So, Rabbi Berechia, the Rabbi Dosai, the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman. So, three rabbis explain as follows. Here we go. Rabbi Berechia, the Rabbi Dosai, Omim. Rabbi Berechia and Rabbi Dosai say, why did Hashem bless the 7 day? She'elo ben zug. The 7 day does not have a mate. Chad b'shabata, trei b'shabata. The first of the week has its mate as the 2nd day of the week. Telasa arba'ata, the 3rd day of the week, has the 4th day of the week. Chamishasa aruvta, the 5th of the eve has, hold on, and the 5th has the Erev Shabbos. I'm sorry, the 5th of the week, which is Thursday, or we call Thursday, I'm sorry, has Erev Shabbos. Shabbata leisla ben zug. This is an Aramaic, but Shabbos does not have a partner. So what does it mean that Hashem blessed the Shabbos day? It means that Shabbos did not have a partner. So what did Hashem do? Hashem made Shabbos a partner. So hold all questions, because listen why. Furthermore, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman explains, She'eino nidcha, Shabbos is never postponed. Yom Tov nidcha, we did this a few months ago. Yom Tov nidcha, Yom Kippur nidcha, a festival can be postponed. Yom Kippur can be postponed. Shabbos, eina nidcha, Shabbos can never be postponed. The footnote explains, I'm in the Art School Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, has footnotes for elucidation. The festivals on Yom Kippur are dependent on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is established by the Sanhedrin based on the testimony of the witnesses. So Yom Kippur can be postponed means if the witnesses say they didn't see the new moon yet, depending on the testimony, depends on when Yom Kippur will fall out. However, Shabbos is not dependent on the months, rather the days of the week. Of course, it's never postponed because Shabbos is not dependent on our testimony of when we see the new moon. Shabbos is dependent on when Hashem created the world, and every 7th day is automatically Shabbos. So the first thing we learned is that it's the only day of the week that does not have a mate. Shabbos has no mate, so Hashem blessed it. To make up for the fact that he doesn't have a mate, Hashem gave Shabbos an extra blessing. That's the first interpretation of Rabbi Berechia, Rabbi Dosai. Shabbos does not have a mate. Yom Rishon has Sheni. Shlishi has Revi'i, Chamishi has Erev Shabbos, so the day, 5th day is the 6th day. Shabbos does not have a mate, so what does Hashem do? Hashem blessed it to make up for its lack of a mate. Okay, how did Hashem bless Shabbos? By ensuring it would never be postponed. That's the blessing. The Medrash explains the blessing is that Shabbos could never be postponed. That's the first interpretation. Now the Medrash cites another teaching. Here we go. Tanei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught, Amma Shabbos Hilchnei Kosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos said before the Almighty One, blessed be He, Ribono Sha'olam, Master of the World. Lekulan Yesh Ben Zug, Vili Ein Ben Zug. Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai now teaches that Shabbos complained, so to speak. She came to Hashem and she said, Master of the World, every day of the week has a partner, and I have no partner. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Knesset Yisrael, he ben zugeich. Knesset Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael, will be your mate. This is what we previously learned and what my daughter said over, but we're going to come to whole new degrees of understanding. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches that Shabbos actually said to Hashem, I have no mate. Hashem said, you know what? Knesset Yisrael, he ben zugeich. Knesset Yisrael will be your mate. Now the Medrash continues with a piece which we did not speak about last time, so today I'm going to continue with a piece that we did not look at last time. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai continues, and I thought it was amazing. I see such Baruch Hashem Siyata D'Shmaya Neshkacha process when I prepare my classes, because the end of the Medrash relates to Shavuos, Man Matan Torah Seinu, which is next week. We're in the final days, counting down to Shavuos. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai continues, Kevan Sha'am the Yisrael of Knei Har Sinai, when the people of Israel stood before Har Sinai, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to them, Zichru Hadavar Sha'amarti L'Shabbos, you, Knesset Yisrael, have to remember what I told Shabbos, Knesset Yisrael, he ben zugeich. I told Shabbos, but Knesset Yisrael is your partner. Hainu dibur, this is what the Aseres HaDibros means when it says, Zachor es yom haShabbos l'kadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Hashem was saying to the Bnei Yisrael, you remember that you must keep Shabbos holy because you are the ben zivug of Shabbos. So this is the teaching of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I'm going to say one more time in the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah 11, Yod Aleph 8. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught, Shabbos said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, everyone has a ben zug, I, Shabbos, do not have a ben zug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Shabbos and said, Knesset Yisrael, he ben zugeich. And once we came to Har Sinai, Hashem said to us, remember, zichru, remember what I told Shabbos. I told Shabbos, Knesset Yisrael is your ben zugeich, your zivug, therefore, zachor es yom haShabbos l'kadsho. Very beautiful pshat of zachor es yom haShabbos l'kadsho. Hashem was saying to the Bnei Yisrael, remember, what should you remember? That Shabbos is your mate. Okay? Okay. What does this mean that every day has a... Oh, I dropped the phone. I'm sorry. I didn't hit disconnect the call. Okay. What does it mean every day has a mate? How do we understand every day has a mate? What is the ben zivug of every day? So according to the first interpretation of the Medrash, Yom Mishon Hasheni, we see about it befeirush, Chag b'Shabbata, Trei b'Shabbata, Talasa Arba'ata, day three has day four, day five has day six. However, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai does not say that. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai just says, Ribono Shel Olam, everyone has a ben zivug, every day has a ben zug, and I don't have a ben zug. So according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what does it mean that every day has a partner? Which days are partners with which days? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai does not say which days are partners with which days. I hope everyone could still hear me. If for some reason you cannot, I was going to say text me, but then you won't even hear my instructions to text me if you can't hear. So I hope that people could all still hear me. I don't know why not, but I just want to make sure. If you could please open up Sefer Bereishis to Parshas Bereishis. We're trying to understand the teaching today of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, every day, Shabbos et Hashem, every day we hear you, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Shabbos says to Hashem, every day has a shidduch, every day has a zivug, I don't have a zivug. Hashem said, Knesset Yisrael is your zivug. The question is, how does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai understand which days go with which days? So it's not so pashut. It's not just one with two, three with four, like the first explanation there in the Medrash, okay? My daughter learned this with Mrs. Stein in Machshava class. She's in TMM in 11th grade. Here we go. Please open up Parashas Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. We're going to quickly, without the Mefarshim now, without Rashi, just look through the Pshat. And it would be helpful if you have a pen and a paper, actually, okay? If you want to write it down so it'll be clear for yourself, I have a pen and paper in front of me, but I already have my notes here. But if you could please write it down, it would be helpful. Let's go. In the beginning, Bereshis. I shouldn't even translate the word Bereshis. Bereshis bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim ve'Esa Haaretz. I'm in Perek al Pasuk Beis of Parshas Bereshis. V'Haaretz ha'isa sohu v'vohu, v'choshech al p'nei tohom, v'ruach Elokim merachavas al p'nei amayim. So in the beginning, Elokim created the heavens and the earth, and there was primordial chaos and darkness over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God is hovering over the water. And Elohim said, Yihi or, Vayihi or. God said, let there be light. There was light. God saw the light that it was good, and he separated between the light, Bein Ha'or, Uvein HaChoshech. Vayikra Elohim L'or Yom. He called the light Yom. V'lachoshech Kara Laila. To the darkness he called Laila. Vayihi Erev. Vayihi Boker. Yom Echad. So what did Hashem create on day one? He created Or and Choshech. So write down, day one, Or and Choshech. That's what he created. Or becomes Yom and Choshech becomes Laila. Pasuk Vav, moving on. So day one, we have light and darkness, Or and Choshech. Moving on. Vayomer Elohim, and Elohim said, Yihi Rakia B'soch HaMayim, let there be a firmament between the waters. Remember, in the beginning, there was only Ruach Elohim, Merachafas Al Pnei HaMayim. There was only water. You have to keep in mind when we're learning this, first of all, we're just going through the Pshat, and second of all, even with the Mefarshim, Parshas Bereishis is amongst the most esoteric parts of the Torah. Literally, it's things that we really cannot understand, even with the Mefarshim. It's the deepest, deepest secrets of Maisa Bereishis. But there was only water. And now, Vayom Elokim, Elokim said, Yihi Rakia B'soch HaMayim, let there be a firmament between the waters. Vihi Mavdil Ben Mayim L'mayim. This firmament should separate. So now we have a separation of water. Vayas Elokim Es HaRakia, he made the firmament. Vayavdil, the heavens, the sky. Vayavdil Ben HaMayim Asher Mitachas L'Rakia, Ben HaMayim Asher Me'al Rakia Vayihi Kein. He separated between the lower waters and the upper waters, and so it was. Vayikra Elokim l'Rakia Shamayim. He called this Rakia Shamayim. Vayhi Er, Vayhi Boker Yom Sheni. So we have lower water, Mayim Mitachas l'Rakia. We have upper water. We have clouds. We have moisture in the sky. And he called it Shamayim. So now you have on day two, you have the separation of the upper and the lower waters. That's always the creation. So day one, light and darkness, or and choshech. That's what we saw. Day two, separation of upper waters and lower waters. Moving on, pasuk tes. Vayom Elokim, and Elokim said, Yikavu hamayim mitachas hashamayim el makom echad. So now the whole earth under the shamayim is all water. There's no dry land. So God said, let the waters under the heavens group to one place. Al makom echad. Vaseira e hayabasha. What do we want to see? We want to see the land. Vayikra Elokim vayabasha eretz. So Hashem created the eretz. He created the earth. Ule mikveh hamayim. There's the word mikvah, by the way. Very interesting. And to the pools of water, he called yamim, natural pools of water. He called seas. And God saw it was good. Now, what did Hashem do? We're not finished with this day. So now he has, in the earth, we have water and dry land. Vayom Elokim. What was the purpose of creating dry land? Tadshe haaretz desha. Ace of Mazria Zer, let the earth sprout vegetation, grasses sprouting seed, eights pre, osepri, fruit trees making fruit, limino according to their kind, that the seed is in it upon the earth. And so it was, Pasuk Gebez, and the earth sprout forth grasses sprouting seeds according to their kind, and trees making fruit with its seed in it according to its kind. God saw it was good. It was evening, it was morning. Yom Shlishi. So what do we have on Yom Shlishi? You have dry dirt, the eretz, if you want to call it that. And from the eretz, you have vegetation. So again, Yom Rishon, Or and Choshech. Yom Sheni, separation of upper waters and lower waters. Yom Shlishi, Eretz, the dirt, the earth, and vegetation. Moving on, Pasuk Yedalet. Vayome Elokim, Yihi Me'oros B'Rakia Shemayim, let there be lights, luminaries, in the firmament of the heaven, to separate between day and night, and they should be for signs and for festivals. Funny, we just quoted the Midrash that says, Yom Kippur can be pushed off, here we go, because the Mo'adim depend on those Me'oros in the Rakia, that's why you have the word Mo'adim here. How should you know when the Mo'ad appears? According to the Ma'oras Berki, that's exactly what Rashi says, by the way, here, that according to the new moon, that's how we determine the Mawadim. Okay, Ula Yamim, and for days, Vashanim, we go according to, we count time, according to the Ma'oras Berakia, Vayihila Ma'oras Berakia, Shkmaim Laha'ir Aha'aretz. The purpose, interesting, of the luminaries, if you look here in the Chumash, the first purpose of the luminaries is to determine time. Pasuk Yudala, just pointing something out. The secondary purpose of the luminaries is to give light upon the earth. So it was. So what did Hashem do? Vayas Elokim Eshneiha Maros HaGdolim. He made the two great luminaries, the great luminary to rule by day, the smaller luminary to rule by night, and the stars, and he put them in the Rakia HaShamayim to put light, Laha'ir Ala Aretz, and to rule by day and by night, to separate between light and darkness. God saw it was good, it was evening, it was morning, fourth day. So all was created on the fourth day, the Ma'oros. The Ma'ar HaGadol, the Ma'ar HaKatan, the Kochavim, to Limshol, Bayamu Balayla, Laha'ir, Alaart. Okay, Pasachaf. Bayomelkim, we're not finished with creation. Yishutu Hamayim Sheretz, let the water teem with teeming Nefesh Chaya, swarms of life. Not only that, Va'ofia Ofeif, let birds fly over the earth, over the face of the Rakia HaShamayim. God created the Tanim Hagdolim and all souls of beasts that creep and teem in the water according to their kind. And he created birds, winged birds, according to their kind. God saw that it was good, and God blessed them. And he said, be fruitful. I'm in Pasuk Chav Beis. We're almost finished with Maaseh Bereishis. Be fruitful and many, and fill up the waters in the waters, and the birds should multiply on the land, over the land. And it was evening, and it was morning, and it was the fifth day. So what do we have now that was just created? Fish, you could call it fish. Life form in the water, and birds, winged birds. Well, again, day one, or choshech. Day two, separation in upper and lower waters. Day three, dry dirt, eretz, and vegetation. Day four, me'oros, berakia hashamayim, me'or hagadol, me'or hakatan. Day five, fish and birds. Okay. Day six. Vayom, remember, the first opinion is, Chumajosh, is that Yom Rishon goes with Sheni, Shlishi with Revi, Chamishi with Shishi. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai does not give us which day goes with which day. He just says, Shabbos said, every day has a Ben Zivug, and I do not have a Ben Zivug, without specifying which day is which day. So we're trying to determine which days actually go with which days, and this is going to give us insight into why Knesset Yisrael is the partner with Shabbos. I've been waiting since last Friday night at my Shabbos table to give this Shabbos Kodesh here. Here we go. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayomer Elokim. Totse ha'aretz nefesh chaya. Let the earth sprout forth soul of life according to its kind. And we should have animals and creeping things and beasts on the earth according to their kind. And he did so. And God made the beast of the field according to their kind, and the animals according to this kind, and every creeping thing on the ground according to its kind. So we have the creation of animals. And God saw it was good. Pasuk Chav, who's missing? So you have a whole beautiful earth. Who don't you have? Man, who's going to enjoy the fish? Who's going to enjoy the seas? Who's going to enjoy the animals? Who's going to enjoy the vegetation? Who's going to eat from the fruit of the trees? Vayomer Elohim, Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, V'yirdu Bidgas Hayom. Let us create man in our image and our life, because they will rule over the fish of the sea. Excuse me. The birds of the heaven, the beasts, and all of the ground, all of the earth, and everything that creeps and crawls upon earth. Pasuk of Zion, Elohim created man in his image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created him, and he blessed them. And he said, Pru, Urvu, Umilu, Esarz, Vikiv, Shua, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the world and conquer. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the heaven, the beasts that creep upon the ground. Okay, I've given you all kinds of vegetation and seeds. So Hashem is saying you should enjoy the world, but I just made. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, God saw everything that he made. It was very good. Vayihi Er, Vayihi Boker, Yom Shishi. So Yom HaShishi, that hay is very important, by the way. I shouldn't have left off the hay, but hay is very important. Actually relates to Matan Torah and Shavuos, because Rashi says, what's with the hay HaYediya Yom HaShishi? The whole world was created on stipulation that Bnei Yisrael would accept the Torah on the sixth day, which was the sixth of Sivan. Or Hey is Gematria 5, and it stands for Chamisha Chumshetar. The whole world was created for the purpose of Torah. So that Hey, which I first left off, is very important for Torah. Matan Torah, Chag HaShavuos. What's missing in creation? Pasuk Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. God finished creating the heavens and the earth and all their hosts. God finished, created on the seventh day all the work that he did. Rashi says it wasn't really the seventh day, but Hashem calculates the exact nanosecond, so it looked like he went into Shabbos on the seventh day. We take in Shabbos early because we can't calculate the exact nanosecond. So after the whole 6 days of creation, what do we learn about? Shabbos. God ceased to create on the seventh day from all the work that he did. So that pasuk is the question of our measures and how we began. How did Hashem bless Shabbos? So when the pasuk says in Perek Beis pasuk Gimel, Vayivarech Elokim es yom hashvi, God blessed the seventh day. The question of the measures is, how did Hashem bless the seventh day? So the first answer in the Medrash was, every day has a ben zivug, Shabbos does not have a ben zivug, so Hashem blessed Shabbos, and that was the extra makeup. You don't have a partner, I'm going to give you a bracha. Okay, that's the first interpretation. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes along and says something else. What is Vayivarech Elokim es yom hashvi veKadesh Oso? Shabbos said to Hashem, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I don't have a partner. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Knesset Yisrael will be your partner. And when we came to Matan Torah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches, Hashem said to us, Zachor, remember Bnei Yisrael, as Kama Shabbos, remember your partner. What day, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, according to Pshat of Mrs. Stein, my daughter thinks it's Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, but she wasn't 100% sure. Okay, she thinks that Mrs. Stein is quoting Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch. Which day, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, goes with which day? Remember, he doesn't tell us. He just says, Shabbos says every day has a ben zug. I don't have a ben zug. Hashem said, Bnei Yisrael is your ben zug. How do we understand? And by the way, this is a question that one of the women asked. I don't know if anybody remembers. We quoted in one shir, Shabbos, Bnei Yisrael is the partner of Hashem. And one of the women followed up with me from the shir. And she said, what does it mean that Bnei Yisrael are partners with Shabbos? So we did a secondary shir, according to the footnotes in the Art School Gemara. But now we're learning an entirely different pshat. Here we go. What does this mean? It's not day one with day two, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Three, four, five, six. Shabbos Bnei Yisrael. No. Here we go. I told you to please have a paper and pen. So now you're going to make arrows or connections between which days are partners. Yom Rishon partners with Yom Revi'i. Day one with day four. Why? Day one is Or Choshech. Just start to make sense. Your light bulb, no pun intended, should be going on. Yom Rishon was Or and Choshech. Yom Revi'i was the Ma'oros. The Ma'or HaGadol L'Mshalas Hayom, the Ma'or HaKatan L'Mshalas HaLaila. So you should see that Yom Rishon, when Or and Choshech were created, partners with Yom Revi'i, when the sun and the moon, the Ma'or HaGadol and the Ma'or HaKatan, were created. So you now have errors between Yom Rishon and Yom Revi'i. Moving on, Yom Sheni. On Yom Sheni, you have the separation of the upper and the lower waters. What day is partners with that? You should already be looking at your notes and you should know the answer. Yom Sheni is separation of the upper, Mayim Mei Al Rakia, and the Mayim Mei Tachas Rakia. So what day is partners with that? Yom Chamishi. What was created on Yom Chamishi? Fish and birds. Fish for the lower waters, birds for the upper waters. Okay, should make sense to you. What you're starting to see before we go further is each day, this is crucial, write this down in your notes. Each day was created with a potential. The partner of that day takes advantage of that potential and brings the potential to fruition. Every day has a potential. The partner brings that day's potential to fruition. Reminds me really of a marriage when I say it. I didn't think of it till now. But in a way, it reminds me of a marriage. Lo tov heos adam levado. We didn't get there. It's at the end of Perek Beis. Eso ezer kenegdo. The purpose of the partner is every person has a potential. But when you find your Ezer Kenegdo, they help you bring your potential to actualization. They help you bring your potential to fruition. So according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what does it mean that every day has a partner? Every day was created with a potential. But without that partner, that potential means nothing. It's very nice to have Or and Choshech on Yom Rishon, but you need the Ma'ar HaGadol and the Ma'ar HaKatan to bring the Or and Choshech to fruition. It's very nice to have upper water and lower water, Yom Shemi. But what am I going to do with the upper water and the lower water? The fish, lower water, the birds, upper water, bring the potential of that day into actualization. Which mind should start to already understand why B'nai Yisrael are the partners of Shabbos. My daughter wrote in her notes, I actually have her Shabbos Unit 4 Yehadah's curriculum notebook in front of me. And she wrote, each day has potential. The partner takes advantage and utilizes and brings to fruition that day's potential. Shabbos is saying, I don't have a partner, Hashem, to take advantage of my potential. Hashem, may B'nai Yisrael, Shabbos' partner. Only Am Yisrael is the creation that can take advantage of Shabbos' potential. Shabbos is a lofty idea. It's irrespective of whether we keep it or not. It's going to be Shabbos on the seventh day. It has nothing to do with the witnesses. That's very nice. But what Shabbos if there's no Knesset Yisrael? To bring the potential of Shabbos to actualization. Hashem doesn't want Shabbos to stay in Shamayim with him. He wants someone to keep Shabbos. Zachor, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Eshiyama Shabbos Lekadshu. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Hashem set us a Matan Torah. Next week, we're going to read the Asar Sadibas. Next week is Vav Sivan, Yom HaShishi. The whole world was created for the sixth day. Zachar, Hashem is saying, remember, as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches, Shabbos is your partner. You have an achrayus to bring the potential of Shabbos into this world. Shabbos is just a thing of potential until B'nai Yisrael partners with Shabbos and makes it an actual advantage. No, I'm not saying it right. Until B'nai Yisrael partners with Shabbos and brings that potential to fruition. Only we can take advantage of Shabbos' potential. She wrote in her notes, my daughter, we actualize the potential of Shabbos. So let's go back and see. I thought this was absolutely fantastic. It relates so much to our learning. We're going to continue. It gets better. So Yom Rishon was Or and Choshech. Yom Rishon partners with Yom Revi'i. I'm reviewing. The Ma'oros Birakia. Or and Choshech is very nice, but if you don't have the Ma'or HaGadol L'mshalas Hayom and the Ma'or HaKatan L'mshalas Halayah, then you do not have light and darkness. You need the Ma'oros to bring the light and darkness to actualization, to actualize the potential. Yom Sheini, separation of upper and lower waters. Great, the waters are empty, the heavens are empty. Oh, along comes Yom Chamishi. Fish and birds, and that's why I went through the whole Perek Aleph with you. I think it's very important to see it inside and take notes as you go along. So Monday, I'm sorry, Yom Sheni, the reason I keep saying it is because my daughter wrote the words Monday. We don't call it that. That brings from upper and lower water. So on Yom Chamishi, we have fish and birds. Okay, now, what about Yom Shlishi and Yom Shishi? They also partner with each other. Third and sixth. The third day was the Eretz, the dry dirt, the Eretz, and vegetation. What is the partner of that day? Interestingly, you might be surprised, but the answer is animals and beasts. Why? Because if you look back to Pasuk Chav Dalet, I didn't tell you to close your bereshis yet. I hope you didn't close your bereshis. This is Mamish Geshmak. I've been waiting since last Friday night in my Shabbos table to tell this shiur. I'm so excited. Perek Aleph Pasuk Chav Dalet. The Pasuk says, how could it be that Yom Shlishi, dry dirt and vegetation, partners with Yom Shishi, animal and man? Look back at Pasuk of Dalet and Perek Aleph. Vayomer Elokim, Totse Ha'aretz, Nefesh Chaya, Lemina, Behema, Varemes, V'chayoso Eretz, Lemino. Where do the beasts come from? Beasts come from where? The Eretz, the vegetation, the dirt, the ground. And in fact, when man is created in 2:7, okay, which we didn't look at yet, but you have to look at it for purposes of understanding how Yom Shishi partners with Yom Shlishi. And Perek Beis Pasuk Zay, that first creation of 127 did not last. The Ramban is a fascinating piece on it, unbelievable. That was some primordial creature, if you will, human form, man, woman together. Man was created in 2:7, Adam as we know him. What was he created from? Look at Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min ha'adama. Where did beast and man both come from? The vegetation of the earth, the ground, the dirt, the eretz, the afar. So now we understand which each day's partner was and what it means, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that each day had a partner. Yom Mishon or Choshech partners with Yom Revi'im Ma'oros Birakia, because the Ma'oros actualize the potential of Or and Choshech. Yom Sheini, separation of upper heavens, Mayim Asher Me'al Lirakia, Mayim Asher Mitachas Lirakia, partners with Yom Chamishi, fish and birds. The fish and the birds actualize the potential of the Mayim in the heavens and the Mayim on the earth. Yom Shlishi, Hashem created the Eretz and the Desha, the Esev, the earth, the dirt, the vegetation, partners with Yom Shishi, because it's animals and a man that were created from that Afra Min Ha'adama, that were created from the Eretz, that actualized the potential of the ground. Animals and man came from the ground. We proved it inside. We just looked at it. Along comes Shabbos, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Shabbos says, Hashem, I don't have a partner. This isn't so pasha. Hashem said, Knesset Yisrael will be your partner. So based on which days partners with which days, what does that mean? What's our job? It's not just to stop working on Shabbos. It is to actualize the potential of Shabbos. We, Am Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, every single Jew, takes the creation of Shabbos and we take advantage of her potential. And we actualize that potential. Like Hashem said, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Matan Torah, that's the meaning of Zachor as Yom HaShabbos Lakacho. What does that actually mean according to this pshat? B'nei Yisrael, remember, Shabbos is your partner. You have an achrayus. You have a tremendous responsibility to take Shabbos from an abstract day and time, from just a nice lofty idea, from a fully ruchni estate, and be its partner. Observe Shabbos. Elevate Shabbos. Bring the potential of Shabbos into this world. Just like the Or and the Choshech are brought to potential through the Ma'oros, and the upper and lower waters are brought to potential through the fish and birds, and the Eretz and the Esav is brought to potential through the creation of animal and man, Shabbos is brought to potential through Knesset Yisrael. So I want to share with you a text. We never know when something's going to be relevant to our learning. Someone who listens to this online sent me back in the beginning of February. Shoshana Lawrence listens to this year online. I don't know, maybe she calls in. I have no idea. But I know she listens online. She texted this to me in the beginning of February in response to Shabbos Kodesh class. It was WhatsApp. And in preparation for this year, I went back to find it. Okay. She said, a good Erev Shabbos. I listened yesterday to the previous Shabbos Kodesh year. So Rivka, you should know that people, this is Mechazik, not only the people who call in, but also people online. It was wonderful. Two things I would like to share, and I haven't taught this over yet, I repeat in her name because I didn't think it was particularly that relevant to any of our classes, but it fits in exactly to this class. She quotes Mrs. Debbie Greenblatt, who is talking about the kohos of women. And Mrs. Greenblatt, Debbie Greenblatt, said something so beautiful, I'm quoting Shoshana Lawrence's text, but as a propos to what you were saying about Shabbos preparations. Debbie Greenblatt said, quote, women take raw spirituality and give it physical dimension. I think that line, as quoting Debbie Greenblatt, exactly talks about the whole Am Yisrael taking Shabbos' raw spirituality and we give it a physical dimension. So again, I'm going to repeat that. Debbie Greenblatt speaking about women and preparing for Shabbos. But I think that statement is really the role of Am Yisrael in being the Ben Zug of Shabbos. A woman takes raw spirituality and gives a physical dimension. That's what it means that we're the Ben Zug of Shabbos. We take the raw spirituality of Shabbos and we actualize her potential and we give it a physical dimension. Mrs. Greenblatt explained, Torah is raw spirituality. Men have a chiyuv, I'm continuing to quote from Sean Lawrence's text, to learn Torah. But if your husband puts the four art school volumes of Masechah Shabbos on the Shabbos table, it doesn't make a Shabbos seudah. We as women take that spirituality of Torah and give it a physical dimension in this world. So she is writing here about the role of women, but I think that this idea really is the role of the entire Am Yisrael. It's not just women who are Zachar, Shemesh, Shabbos, Kachol. This idea that she's quoting from Debbie Greenblatt so beautifully illustrates what Tamar learned with Mrs. Stein. What does it mean to actualize the potential of Shabbos? We must take this spirituality of Shabbos and give it a physical dimension in this world. So Shoshana Lawrence writes, when you were discussing the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos, I was thinking of this exact point. We take the spirituality of Shabbos. We make it tangible. We make it delicious. We make it digestible. We create memories. We make a taste of Shabbos. We make a Shabbos su'uda. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, we are the partners of Shabbos. What does that mean, we're the partners of Shabbos? Zachor, Hashem said, Tesed Har Sinai. Remember, we're the partner of Shabbos. Shabbos is an abstract idea. Shabbos is going to come every 7 days. It's irrespective of Kiddush HaChodesh and the sanctification of the new moon, according to the Eidim, and the fires on the mountains to tell everybody it's Rosh Chodesh. By the way, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is coming. Who's going to bring Shabbos and her potential to this world? Us. Just like Yom Revi'i and the Ma'oros brought Or and Choshech to potential, and the fish and the birds of Yom Chamishi brought the separation of the upper and lower waters of Yom Sheni to potential. An animal and beast brought the offer and the aretz and the adama to potential. B'nei Yisrael brings Shabbos and her potential into actualization in this world. Shoshana Lawrence sent a follow-up text and she said, it's such a beautiful idea. I very much try to infuse what I do with the idea that I'm serving Hashem. By being involved in Gashmius is really taking raw spirituality and giving it a physical dimension. She requotes Debbie Greenblatt. She says, this idea had a profound effect on me. My husband's Amud Yom Yishir, I'm saying Michal Horetz. So she says, my husband's learning is of infinite reward, but his Gemara doesn't make a Shabbos Suda. She wrote, my cooking does, your cooking does. It's so beautiful. It adds so much to Shabbos preparation and Shabbos enjoyment. Shabbos is a beautiful gift. Shabbos Hamalka is a beautiful gift, but if she doesn't have anyone to welcome her, she doesn't have anyone to honor her. We just had it in Rashi and Parshas Emor. In Perachav Gimel, Rashi's talking about all the festivals of the calendar year. You have to have clean clothing, you have to have good food, you have to have wine. That's all physicality. Why should I honor Shabbos? Why should I remember Shabbos with all these gashmistic things? Because otherwise, how do I actualize the potential of Shabbos? I need to take the physicality of this world, elevate it, and that brings Shabbos' potential to actualization. And that's what it means, according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that every day is a ben zug. Shabbos did not. Shabbos was saying to Hashem, I'm a very nice idea, it's very lofty to have a seventh day of rest, but who is going to bring me and my potential to actualization in this world? Hashem said, Knesset Yisrael, ki ben zug. It's our job, men, women, children, all of Knesset Yisrael, to take the raw spirituality of Shabbos and bring it to an actualization that can be enjoyed. So first of all, this whole thing is gorgeous. But why was I really freaking out last week on my Shabbos table? Because my daughter told me, Erev Shabbos, she said, it might have been even Thursday or Friday, I'm not sure. She said, I learned the Medrash you want here. I said, of course. As soon as she started to say, every day is a partner, I started smiling. As soon as I smiled, she knew that I learned it already. But she continued to say it. Okay. But then she even drew out on the paper, and I thought it was a beautiful idea, so I was already planning to teach it, how each day complements the day that it's partners with and brings it to an actualized potential. But then she brought her notebook down to the Shabbos table to tell it over. So she opens up the Shabbos Unit 4, Yahadus Curriculum, and she starts to quote the Medrash inside. And she says these words, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai taught, Shabbos said to Hashem, Ribono Sha'olam, everyone is a ben zug and I'm a ben zug. At that point, I was like, oh, My family said, what's wrong? I said, nothing, keep going, keep going. But they could see on my face, and it's a baruch pokeach every moment. And I couldn't believe it. That gets even better. It's not only, please bear with me, this is so geschmack. I'm so excited a whole week to teach this. Thank you, Hashem, Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'sman hazeh. Thank you, Hashem, for Torah. Thank you, Hashem, for Shabbos. Thank you, Hashem, for Rivka Fuchs and her family who facilitate the shir. Thank you to everyone who joins in and learns with us. Oh my gosh. When she said, she starts to mention, she says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, so I almost fell off my chair. Why? Because I went to get the Gemara on Friday night at the table. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I need to tell you a different story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In Masechet Shabbos, Lamed Gimel based. I don't have time to read the whole thing inside, okay? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there's a very famous story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We just had his Yortzeit on Lag BaOmer last week. I'm not reading it to you in the Aramaic. We do not have time. I'm going to tell it to you, just the translation of the Gemara. I am looking, my little Gemara in front of me, it's Masechet Shabbos, Lamed Gimel Amad Beis. It was a time of Roman persecution. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son, Rav Elazar, hid away in a study hall. Every day their wife would bring them water and they would eat. However, the intensification of the persecution against the Jews, the persecution of the Jews intensified. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, they might capture mother, they'll torture her. She'll reveal a hiding place, we have to go hide somewhere else. They went and they hid in a cave. A miracle happened. You have to bear with me. You have to listen. There's a reason I'm telling you this. I mamish almost fell off my chair. I already knew about the Shabbos and the partner, but I didn't remember that it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who teaches this. And my daughter didn't say it to me first. Only Friday night at the table, but she opens her notebook and shows Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I almost fell off the chair. Why? Not literally, but proverbially, Baruch Hashem, not literally. So they're hiding in the cave, a carob tree, a spring of water is created for them. Every day they shed their clothing. They sit in sand up to their necks. They only put on their clothing at the time of tefillah, at the time of prayer. They didn't want their clothing to wear out. After davening, they would once again sit in sand up to their necks, and they learned Torah. After 12 years, Eliyahu Navi comes to the mouth of the cave and he says, who will tell Bar Yochai the Caesar has died? The decree against Torah learning has been nullified. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son heard this. They emerged from the cave. Everywhere they looked, Dika, Karve, Vizare, people were plowing and sowing seeds. They were very angry. Amar, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Manichin Chaye Olam, you have to listen, this is unbelievable. The Oskim Chaye Shah, these people are forsaking the pursuit of life in the world to come, and they're occupying themselves with this world. They leave Chayom, he just learned Torah for 12 years in a cave. This is the time when he wrote the Zohar. They're leaving Chaye Olam, and they're involved in Chaye Shah. Chaye Shah means nothing. They're doing work of an hour. They're planting. The Lashon of the Gemara is Karve, Vizare, plowing and sowing seeds. They're leaving Chaye Olam, eternal world of Torah, and being involved with Chaye Sha'a, this finite world. Everywhere they looked was immediately burned up. Miyad Nisraf. Emerges a bas call from Shemayim. A heavenly voice emanates and says, Lahachriv Olami Yatzasem. That's why you came out of the cave, to destroy my beautiful world. Chizru Lema'arashem. Go back to your cave. They went back to their cave. They stayed there for another full year. They determined after that the sentence of evildoers in Gehenna is not more than 12 months. Our sentence of 12 more months in the cave must be up. A baskel came out and said, come out of the cave. They come out of the cave. You have to listen. This is like the best part of this year. No, the whole thing is the best part of this year. The whole thing is the best part of this year. I hope you could tell that I was very excited. They come out of the cave. Everywhere Rabbi Elazar looked, he would destroy with his fiery gaze. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would heal it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to Rabbi Elazar, Bini, my son, Dai la'olam anivata. Listen, my level and your level, it's enough for the world. If we didn't learn anything from the cave in 13 years, perhaps we had to learn that people have to be involved in Chaye Sha'a. But what's the end of the narrative in the Gemara? Oh my gosh. Bahade Panya de Ma'ale Shabasa. It's late Friday afternoon. Oh my gosh. When my daughter said, she brings her notes and she says, the manager says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, every day is a partner. And I already knew. because she had told me previously before the teva that the partner of every day fulfills, brings to actualization the potential of the previous day. To quote Debbie Greenblatt in the name of Shoshana Lawrence, it's our job to take raw spirituality and make it physical. And then finally she comes to the table, Baruch Hashem, the Suda, and she says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches. I said, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? That is so significant to our understanding of this teaching. It's not just the teaching that's important, it's the fact that it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Stay tuned. Scout, night began to fall late Friday afternoon. Chazu hahu saba. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son see an old man, a saba, a grandfather, an old man. Dahave nakit tre madane asa. He's clutching two bundles of myrtles. Virahit beinashmashos. And he's running home. It's almost beinashmashos. Amrule. They said to him, Hane lamalach. These myrtle bundles, what do you need them for? It's flowers. Flowers? Before they went back to the cave for another year, who needs flowers? That's Chaye Shah. We need Chaye Olam. We only need the Gemara. We only need Torah. We only need Zohar. Who needs flowers? You don't need flowers. They burned everyone up. If they were planting and seeding. Hashem said, you don't understand my world. Go back to the cave. When they come out of the cave, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son's burning everyone up. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, you know what? Stop burning them up. And then they see an old man, and it's almost Shabbos. It's twilight. It's Bein Hashmashos. And he's running. And he's holding flowers. Two myrtle twigs. Bundles. And they say, why do you need those? Amar Luhu, he said to them, the Kavod Shabbos. What do you mean, why do I need them? Shabbos is coming. You can't put the Zohar on the table and have a Shabbos Suda. You can't put the Gemara on the table and have a Shabbos Suda. You can't put Chaye Olam on the Shabbos table and have Chaye Shah. A man was saying, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Oh. These two teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai are interconnected. Thank you, Hashem, for allowing my daughter to learn this and happen to say it over after we learn this. And I knew this Gemara because I recently taught about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in another venue. I'm so excited. My gosh. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches that the Bnei Yisrael actualize the potential of Shabbos and bring it down to this world. Applying Debbie Greenblatt's words, it's our job to take raw spirituality and make it physical. Every day's partner takes that raw potential, makes it actual. And Hashem sent us a Matan Torah, Yom HaShishi. Zachor. What do you mean, Zachor? Remember, you're the partner of Shabbos. Shabbos is a lofty ideal that remains beyond us unless Bnei Yisrael take Shabbos and bring its potential to fruition. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai are burning everyone up. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son are burning everything up. What finally gives them Menuchas HaNefesh? An old man, a saba, with bundles of myrtle. And they say, where are you going? What are you doing? It's twilight. And he says, what do you mean? I'm running. L'kavod Shabbos. He's cheap. I cut them from the banks of the river. These nothing myrtles. These elevate Shabbos. This takes a spirituality. I am the partner of Shabbos, said the saba. Vitiske lach bechad. So Rabbi Shimon and his son said, can't you just have one bundle, one myrtle, one flower? But the man said, no, I can't. I need two. The saba said, chad keneged zachar, vechad keneged shamar. You know why you need two? Because Bnei Yisrael remember Shabbos and guard Shabbos. So one flower, one bundle, one myrtle reminds me of Zachar Selma Shabbos Kacha. And one myrtle reminds me of Shamar Selma Shabbos Kacha. And who remembers the end of the narrative in the Gemara? This is the best part, even though the whole Shir was the best part. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I don't know if you could feel it over the phone. I wish we were in person. You could cry, it's so beautiful. Amar Le Levrei, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, the same Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who in Medrash Rabbah 11:8 Yod Alef Ches teaches us we're the partner of Shabbos by bringing its raw spirituality to actualization. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai finally stopped and he understood and he said to his son, Chazei kama chavivin mitzvos al Yisrael. Look how chavivin, look how beloved, look how dear the mitzvos are to Israel. Yasev Daiti Yuhu. Their minds were appeased. Why was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's mind appeased when he saw a man carrying myrtle twigs? Maybe his mind should have been appeased when he saw someone learning the Zohar. Okay, he didn't transmit until the day of his death, fine. Maybe his mind should have been appeased when he saw people learning Mishnais, when he sees people learning Torah, when he sees two chavrusas embroiled in the Melchanta Shel Torah, his mind should have been appeased. When he saw the base medrash full, his mind should have been appeased. When he saw a hill al-Zakin over the skylight covered with snow, his mind should have been appeased. When he saw people, Ozeg in Tefillah, his mind should have been appeased. Saying a Geshmak Tehillim, his mind should be appeased. What appeased his mind? Two bundles of flowers for Shabbos. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai knew that that Saba, that old man, running Bein HaShemashos to make it home in time, was bringing the raw spirituality of Shabbos to actualization. Only Knesset Yisrael can do that. It is not an accident. Oh my gosh. Baruch Hashem. Oh, that these two teachings are both Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's impossible. Nothing in the Torah is an accident. I don't know chronologically which teaching of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came first. The Medrash Rabbah that teaches we are the partner of Shabbos, or the story of the man running and it cooled off their minds and they weren't Kanaim anymore. But the chronological order makes a difference. Since we don't know which way it is, we can explain both ways. If he first taught the Medrash, we're the partner of Shabbos, and we bring raw spirituality into actualization. Just like every day is a partner. If he taught that first, then it makes sense that when he saw the man running, his mind was appeased. Because he remembered, so to speak, of course he remembered, it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his teaching, that we're the partner of Shabbos. And finally, when he sees the man running with the two twigs, he says, look at the Bnei Shah. They understand they're the partner of Shabbos. If the story of Masechta Shabbos, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis comes first. First, he stayed in the cave for 12 years and he was burning everyone up because he didn't understand that people need to sow and plant and gather flowers and take spiritual. You can't put the Gemara. Imagine, can you come tonight? Baruch Hashem, my husband's Amir Yom Mishir. They still have it over Zoom. Is learning Masechta Pesachim. So it's very nice, Baruch Hashem. And it gives my whole home a bracha of Torah. Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilo Amchasov, but could I put his Gemara Masachim Psachim on the table tonight? How would that go over? Shalom Aleichem, Eishos Chayo, Kiddush over the Gemara Psachim. Wash your hands over the Gemara Psachim. Where's the chicken soup with the challah, the omid challah, the zakatar garlic dip? Oh, we have the Gemara Psachim. Baruch Hashem, you have the Gemara Psachim. Baruch Hashem for Amud Yomi. Baruch Hashem for Zoom that lets him remain connected to Shir. But who is going to take that raw potential and make it actual? So if Shabbos Lamed Gimel, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, sorry. If Shabbos Lamed Gimel comes first, then the Medrash comes second, it also makes sense. It was that Saba, that anonymous old Jew, running 2,000 years ago. This makes me want to go out and buy flowers for Shabbos, even though I've only been going out once a week. I first didn't go out for 3 months. Only the past 2 weeks, I went out only once a week to get groceries. But this whole year, I feel like I really have to go get flowers for Shabbos today. That's how I feel. Oh my gosh. If Shabbos Lamed Gimel comes before Medrash Bereishis Rabbah 11:8, it also makes sense. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai learned from that old Saba, Ezu Chacham, Alo Meid Mikodem, the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who gave us the Zohar, who held up the world with his Torah, comes out of a cave. And who does he learn from that we're the Ben Zivug of Shabbos? An old man. So he has the experience. And he learns from that old man. He learns from that old man what it means to honor Shabbos. So then he goes to Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I want to teach you people something. I learned from that old man what it means to be the partner of Shabbos. And then my mind was cooled off. And then we stopped burning people up because I see the beauty of two twigs. That old man taught me something I couldn't learn for 13 years in a cave. The great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I never knew something that old man taught me. Bnei Yisrael are the partners of Shabbos. And it's our responsibility to take all that potential of Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i, Vayikadesh Oso. It's only us the partner of Shabbos, who can take the Torah, who can take the Kedusha, who can take the Shabbat, the cessation of work, and make it a day that we can all access. Access its beauty. Access its Kedusha. Because like Rabbi Shimon Bar Chai teaches us, when you come to Matan Torah, Hashem said, Zachar, Asher Mashabas Akacha, remember my holy Jews, you are the partners of Shabbos Kodesh. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein anachnu maspikim lehodos. I feel like crying. I thank Mrs. Stein. I thank Hashem for arranging everything. I thank Shana Lawrence for a text on February the 14th. Who knew how relevant it would be? Ma hafti sorasecha kol hayom hisichasi. I hope you all learned something new. I'm going to post a shiur. Please share it with your friends. I wish you a wonderful, meaning, uplifting, flower-filled, delicious food-filled, kadosh Shabbos Kodesh. Like that old man running with two twigs. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who teaches us with a partner of Shabbos. And once again, I thank Mrs. Rivka Fuchs and her husband and family. It should be a schus for them. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a chodesh tov. Kol tov, everybody.